Next up in our countdown to the 2025 Ireland Games. Golf is a sport in which the Isle of Man has enjoyed a good deal of success at the Games previously, and there's hopes that the Manx squad can relive that feeling again this year. Eight players, four male and four female, have been selected for the Isle of Man's golf team heading to Orkney this month. And spearheading their campaign is team manager Gary Ash, someone who knows what it's like to represent the island in the sport on multiple occasions at the Games previously. He sat down with me at Douglas Golf Club recently to explain how much he and the team is relishing this latest challenge. Firstly, from your side of things, as team manager this year as well, how much are you looking forward to this role?
Very much so. I've had a little break out of the managerial sort of things and captain's part, but I was asked to come on board. We've had a change at the top, and so, yeah, very much looking forward to helping.
And for those who don't know, just for a bit of context as well, you're certainly no stranger to the Ireland Games overall, are you?
No, I was captain on three occasions. Guernsey was my first, then the Shetlands, and then Rhodes, and we had some success. Wouldn't say total success, but we had a lot of success, and hopefully much the same this time when we go up to Orkney.
With that previous Ireland Games experience, what are the biggest sort of lessons that you took? What are the biggest things you learnt about taking part and what they require?
Well, they're tough competitions. You've got to be well prepared before you go, and you know that if you're not at the top of your game, you're not going to be on the medal table. So hopefully this time we are well prepared and we should take on and enjoy and hopefully be successful.
And just on the team itself, for those who don't know, could you just tell us who's going to be representing the Isle of Man on both the men's and the women's tournaments?
Yes, so represent the men is the captain is Daryl Collister, Rob Noon, Chris Neen and Liam Cowan. On the ladies' side, we've got Breeshy Jansen is making a comeback to the golf again. We've got Emma Noon, we've got Karen Farragher, and also we've got Sarah Wignall, who was one time a footballer, and I'm sure they're going to do well as well.
Just listening to a couple of the names in there, again, certainly no stranger to not just the Ireland Games, but competitions off Ireland as well. So what do you make of the overall quality of the players that you'll be taking to Orkney?
Well, I think we've got as good as we've got on the island at the moment. Certainly, you know, we hope that we're going to be successful. You never really can tell till you go. But yes, I don't think we've left anybody behind who should be going that isn't going. And hopefully we will be successful.
And when you talk about how the quality of the competition you've already mentioned at the likes of an Ireland Games as well, but it's intense, not just for golf, but for a lot of sports as well. There's a lot packed into the space of a week as well. So how do you go about managing that you're it's day to day and it's constant?
Yes, well, it is constant. I mean, it is some of the competitions the lads have been playing are 36 holes a day. In the Ireland Games, it's just four rounds, 18 holes, so over the 4 days. So it's not as tiring, but nevertheless, it's very much stressful. On the team event, there's three rounds to count out of the four. So if you do have a hiccup, as long as somebody's doing all right from the rest of the lads or ladies, you generally can stick in there for the team medals.
And on the team side of things as well, like you say, it's about the collective efforts and what it takes. If maybe someone is, you know, not just in an Ireland Games, but generally in that sort of format, if someone's having a bad day, it can be a frustrating old sport at times. But, you know, how do you go about, you know, lifting other players in some ways to, you know, keep them on the straight and narrow, even if maybe they don't feel their game's going as well as it usually is?
Well, that's golf, unfortunately. You don't always play to your best of your ability, but you have to stick in there and obviously keep trying right to the end, as you would do. And you prepare for that. You know, you don't end on around, you keep going right till the very end. And hopefully we've selected these people that they can do that.
And more generally as well, with your experience of being at the Ireland Games beforehand, just tell us a little bit about what the general atmosphere is like, because we have, of course, you know, a thriving golf scene here on Ireland as well. But how does the atmosphere at the Ireland Games differ to anything else that you might do?
Well, the Ireland Games, obviously, some of the islands obviously are not as good as others. I mean, we've always done particularly well. I think we're the most successful island in regard to golf. But I think it's more friendly, and a lot of the islands are glad to see you. I know a guy I used to meet who came from the Falkland Islands, and I met him three times. And he was a lovely guy, but wasn't that successful as a golfer, but he loved the competition, he loved meeting up with the camaraderie, and everything else. So yeah, it's really enjoyable and you meet a lot of friends.
Just on that, I mean, this seems to be a case with every sport I've spoken to, whether it's the last games or going into these ones as well, is that community aspect of it. Because one thing that people keep pointing out is, well, it's a chance to see friends that I don't see for best 2 years, if not more, as well. So, of course, it's competitive. Of course, people want to win. But how important is that side of things, that there is, you know, at the heart of it, there's still a togetherness between a lot of people?
Yeah, there are, you know, and do, as you say, people do meet up year after, well, every 2 years, and it is nice, and it makes it just that bit different than any other tournaments these lads play and ladies play. They are what I would say is a totally different aspect of golf, if you know, if I can say that.
Just a couple more questions. First one on Orkney itself, bit of a two-pronged question, I guess. What do you know about the courses that Orkney's going to be providing in both Kirkwall and Stromness? How do you, I suppose, go about practising for something like that? It's not exactly like you can get over to Orkney every week, is it?
No, you can look at the courses online now as you can, and you can do the flyover on them and so on and so forth. And so without actually playing them, but you can nowadays see and get advice from somebody who's played the course, and they do a flyover, and you do pick up quite a lot of information from them. Obviously the yardage books and all the yardage charts are out there now, and you can get them as well.
And just finally, I'm certainly not going to ask you to make any ultimatums or predictions, but what do you think the Isle of Man golf team would class as a successful Ireland Games?
Well, I think we'd like to be finishing in the medals. I'm not going to say which colour, but obviously we would like to finish in the medals and more up, have a really successful and consistent and build on what we've been doing in the past games.
Thank you for having the stamina to make it to the end of the Manx Radio Sportscast. You're clearly someone who has their eye on the ball at all times. Want to hear more about the latest sporting news across the Isle of Man and much more? Then might I recommend you take the plunge and subscribe to this series or a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so that, in a flash, all of our finest moments take a winner's place on your smartphone. Thank you.